This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to episode number 85 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wolf. And today I'd like to welcome to the stage, we have Corey Richland with Right Choice Mobile Detailing. And I wanted to have Corey on because we were actually both at, guests at a networking group the other day, and we connected, and he got some very glowing recommendations within the group. He has a keen attention to detail, does really good work, so I'm told, so I can't wait to have him come by and take care of my vehicles. So Corey, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. How you doing?
I am doing wonderfully. I don't know about you, brother. It's Friday. I am ready for, I mean, I know you're a lot younger than I am, but I'm ready for a nice relaxing weekend. You know, 10, 15 years ago, my idea of a weekend was to get out there and go party. Now it's Netflix and chill for me, man. I don't know about you.
That sounds a lot better than what I'll be doing. I'll be working two jobs over the weekend.
The hustle is real, huh?
Definitely.
Oh, good goodness. So, yeah, I'm excited to get into this. Why don't you start by sharing with our listeners a little bit about Right Choice Mobile Detailing, talk a little bit about what you guys do and kind of the story behind it.
Yeah, so I started Right Choice Mobile Detailing about a year ago, last May. I went through extensive 3-4-day training in Stuart, Florida, through a company called 3D Car Care. And there's a gentleman named Mike Phillips. A legend in the industry, in the detailing industry. He's been doing it for 30 years. He taught the class. I learned a lot, learned how to do paint correction, which is basically polishing and buffing, taking scratch and swirls out of cars, and then applying like a ceramic coating, which is basically like a wax on steroids that lasts a lot longer, dry sanding, wet sanding. So I learned a lot in this course. And then over the course of the year, I do mobile detailing. So I go to people's homes, jobs, work, wherever you're at, I go to deep clean, basic detail, wash, clay bar, polish the cars, take the scratch and the swirls out, ceramic coatings, pretty much the whole nine yard. Every week, every month, it's getting busier, learning new stuff. I actually got a space in a warehouse that I rent so I could do the paint correction and ceramic coatings in. It's better for the environment. It's too hot outside to polish a car. Actually, Tuesday, I'm going to Sarasota, Florida to be trained by the company called 3M. For paint protection film, also known as PPF Clear Bra, which is a clear film that goes over your car and protects it from the sun, from rock chips, from scratches. I'm just trying to grow my business and learn more and progress and get out there more.
Yeah, man. I got a couple things I wanted to run by you real quick while I have you on the platform here. Talking about these coatings for cars. So I outside my house, I have this tree, that drops these little seed pods on my car, and they cook into the hood and create all sorts of problems. Is there, other than like covering the car with something or kind of getting rid of the tree entirely, are any of those treatments that you're talking about something that would shield the car and protect the car from these? I mean, obviously you'd have to look at it and see, but what can I be doing to kind of avoid this issue, if anything?
Well, yeah, basically wax protects from UV and from dirt and grime and from the environment, but wax only lasts typically 3 to 4 months. So the new thing is a ceramic coating, which is a SiO2, a flexible bond. I always tell you the easiest way, it's a wax on steroids. It lasts for 1, 2, 3 years, 5 years, up to 10 years. It makes your car slick, more glossy, water beads off it. So if anything like falls, like the yellow pollen from trees or anything gets on your car, with you driving or you spraying water on it, it'll just brush right off and fall right off your car. Super easy. It's easier to maintain your car. If you don't put wax on your car every 3 to 4 months, you're leaving your car vulnerable to the sun and all the other elements, bird droppings that are etching into your paint. Even with the ceramic coating, if you get all these things on your car and you don't wash your car for 6 months, it's going to end up wearing, tearing, and damaging your paint as well. So it's there to protect your car and prevent it, but you still got to wash your car every so often, you know? Can't just get a ceramic coating and think it's invincible and you're not going to have to wash your car again. But yeah, you typically wash your car once a month or whatever it is just to maintain it. But if you went on a road trip to Orlando and came back, you had all those bug guts on your car, your car wasn't ceramic coated, it would be a pain in the butt. If your car is ceramic coated, you just take a hose and rinse it right off, or maybe a rag, it'll slide right off. There's definitely a lot of advantages to having a ceramic coating on your car.
So the ceramic coating, the wax on steroids, is that something that is costly? Because I've gotten some quotes, like really, I don't know if it was for that in the past, and it seemed like it was very expensive to do. What does that typically cost for like the average car to do this coating? Because I'm actually interested in doing it myself to see how it works.
So a lot of things come into factor. If it's a brand new car, it's always easier because there's less scratches and swirls. The process is, for ceramic coating, you wash the car, you clay bar it, which clay bar it, a lot of people don't know what it is. If you wash your car or go outside of your car right now and take your hand and just rub your hand against your hood or a panel, if it feels like rough or like sandpaper, then a regular wash is not going to take that off. You have a lot of contaminants and stuff that's on your car. A clay bar treatment is a piece of clay or a clay towel or mitt that after you wash your car, you spray some soap and water or a detail spray or waterless spray on it, and you rub the clay all over the car, and it's abrasive, and it's going to take all that stuff off and make your car smooth again. And your car sounds like sandpaper now, but once you do the clay bar treatment, your car will be smooth. You're basically stripping your car, taking everything off it. So the next step after that would be polishing your car. You always want to polish your car and open up the pores and take the scratches and swirls out to the best you can. That way the car looks great, because when you lay that ceramic coating down next, it's going to add more gloss, more depth to your paint, more mirror-like, and then it's going to be slick, like water beading. So it's a long process. It's not just like a two-hour car wash. It's like two and a half, 3 hours just to wash and clay your car. And then polishing it is another 3 to 4 hours if it's a one-step. A one-step paint correction is basically polishing the car once. If you have a lot of scratches, deep scratches, swirl marks, especially a darker color, you might have to go over the car twice, polishing the car twice with two different pads and two different compounds. And then you got to take a different detail spray, like an IC Pro wipe, and spray the whole car down, take all the oils and grease and residue off the car. So when you do lay the ceramic coating down, it will stick and bond to your paint the proper way. Like I said, it could be anywhere from 6 hours to 10, 12, up to 15, maybe more hours, depending on how big the car is or how bad the scratches are. Prices range, I would say anywhere, you know, on the low end, $700, and maybe on the high end, around $18, $19, $2,000. But your cars cost $50,000, $80,000, you know, $60,000, $100,000. Protect your investment. If you do the math over a few months or a year, I mean, I charge pretty cheap for my details. It's $65 for a regular basic detail for a sedan, $85 for a SUV or a truck. Now, if you want the clay bar treatment and wax, I charge $175 for a car and $200 for SUV or truck. Now, you're supposed to do that every 2-3 months or 3 to 4 months. You add that up in a year, you know, you're $600-$800 just for 1 year. The ceramic coatings could be a 3-year, 4-year, 5-6 years. And once you do this, you no longer have to clay bar your car ever again, as long as the ceramic coating is on there, and you no longer have to put wax on it. So ultimately, you'll be saving the money over time by just getting basic washes and details, maintenance washes, which is a lot better. But a lot of people like to get nice cars, and they don't like to maintain it and protect their car. Also, the sun, we live in Florida, South Florida, 80, 90, 95, 100 degrees here. If you don't put wax or ceramic coating on your car, you see these cars driving around, they're white, their paint's coming off. It's clear coat failure. They're not protecting the car. They may wash it once in a while, but they're not protecting it with wax or any kind of sealant to protect it from the UV and all the dirt and grime. So it's very, very beneficial to get a ceramic coating for the car. And also for your windows, it's like a Rain-X on steroids. You no longer need to use your windshield wipers. Rain-X only lasts 3 to 4 weeks. Ceramic coating can be 3 years, 5 years, or longer. Also, same thing for your rims. If you go look at some people's rims that don't wash it so often, that brake dust that builds up and it cakes into your rim, and it's called pitting, where it pits into your rim and it won't come off. If you ceramic coat your rims, spray some water on your car and on your rims, and the brake dust falls right off. It makes life easy for the detailer, and makes life better for the client who has the car. Makes the car look newer and better for years to come.
Right on, man. So, goodness, great. You've been doing this a year. and you seem well seasoned in your craft. You're certainly a wealth of knowledge. How'd you end up opening Right Choice? Tell us a little bit about your journey prior to opening this business. Take us on a journey, my friend.
Yeah. So, I mean, about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, I only had one kid. I ended up getting in trouble about 2-3 years ago in the law. You know, I was selling a little bit of marijuana to support my habit and, you know, to live the easy, fast life and not have to work too hard. Ended up getting in trouble, scared my wife and my baby, my 1-year-old. Now I have 3 kids, a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a 6-month-old. But I mean, I couldn't keep doing it. You know, I want to stay there for my one son. I love cars. I love the old school Mustangs and the old school Corvettes. I work in the restaurant business. I've been a server for about 15 years. I work at a restaurant right now for the past 3 years, ever since I got in trouble, called Kiki on the River, which is a Mediterranean Greek restaurant in Miami. And it's like a Miami, you know, party life. I mean, my first son's 3 now, and now he wants daddy, daddy, daddy. Don't go to work. I mean, I'm at my job late night until 3-4 in the morning. I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'd rather spend my nights at home with my kids and my son and get that quality time in and get this, you know, go to sleep with him and cuddle with him. And I want to be my own boss. I didn't want to have to go to work at 5-6 o'clock at night and get off at 4 o'clock in the morning. And look, I'm waking up at 6-7 with my kids. You know, you have responsibilities. So yeah, it's definitely, life's changed in the past couple of years from going from one kid and going from selling some weed and some edibles to now working a restaurant job again after the pandemic for 3 years and starting my own business. I work 2 jobs pretty much almost every day of the week. If I have cars to detail, I will detail them. And I work at the restaurant about 4 days a week. So yeah, it's been rough. I mean, having 3 kids is an adventure. It's tough. Having your own business is tough. Doing everything yourself, you know, from the books, scheduling, answering phone calls, to social media, trying to maintain everything in life is hard, but it's a lot better than being in jail. And it's a lot better being next to my kids, you know, watching them grow up.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Thanks so much for sharing that. I mean, one of the great things about this platform, and one of the reasons why we do the Good Neighbor Podcast, is a chance to get to know about the person behind businesses. It's great when people offer services and provide a valuable resource for the community, but it's also great to get to know a little bit about, again, the story behind that. And, you know, it takes a lot to get on a stage like this and share your struggles. And it's important to remember that we're all human beings. We all have problems. We've all made mistakes before. And I think it's really commendable that you're building a business and you're hustling and you're out there trying to make build a good future for your family. So kudos to you, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, it's not always tough having a therapist next to you. So if I can open up to somebody, I don't mind sharing it. You know, I'm changing my life. I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Tell us the one thing that you'd like for our listeners to know about Right Choice.
About Right Choice. I mean, I'm the owner. I'm the worker. I do everything. I would say I'm very knowledgeable. I'm not cocky. I like to inform my guests. I'm not too pushy. I'm not there to oversell you. I like to inform the guests what's wrong with the car, what could be better, what they need. And you tell me what you want to do. I'm not here to, you know, give you $1,000 package or $40 package. I'm here to explain everything to you, inform you, and give you what you want and what you need. I have great reviews on Google. Man, I do a great job. I take my time for a basic detail for a sedan or SUV. It takes me about 2 hours. I consider myself a detailer, not a car washer. A car washer could be in and out in 30 minutes and take your 20, 30 bucks. I'm there to do a good job and make sure you drive away with the car looking brand new again, as if you just bought it. Yeah, I mean, I strive for perfection, and sometimes it kills me because I take a long time on a car. I mean, yesterday I deep cleaned the car. It took me like five and a half hours. Customer was really nice, came out, gave me some sunblock and some sparkling water. But I really take my time and I really care. And like I said, I really do customer service really, really well because I'm in the restaurant business. So I talk to strangers, I sell them food all day long. So now I'm doing that on the flip side with the detailing cars. Like I said, I'm not pushy. I like to inform the guests and have them knowledgeable of stuff they don't know about cars because most people don't know. Let me go get a car wash real quick. They don't know what a clay bar treatment is. Maybe they don't know what ceramic coating is. I like to go in depth and really inform my guests. That's why I like to be knowledgeable, something that I'm passionate about.
Attention to detail of utmost importance. You and I have that in common. To some level, sometimes I do some graphic. I'm not a graphic designer, but sometimes I do some graphic design for the podcast, and I find myself going down these rabbit holes sometimes, trying to find the perfect image, and I get lost. So we definitely have that in common in terms of attention to detail. So good stuff, man. So why don't in closing, why don't you share with our listeners how we could learn more? Maybe share your website, your contact information. Anybody out there listening that needs a car maybe ain't looking so hot, and they'd like to have you come in and take care of it, please share with us how we can find you.
Yes, definitely. So my name is Corey Richland. I'm the owner of Right Choice Mobile Detailing. You can give me a call anytime, 954-3996. My website is rightchoicemobiledetailing.com.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you're cutting out on us there. Maybe try the number and the website one more time. Hopefully that comes through. We're getting some.
All right, give me one second here. Is that better now? Can you hear me?
Yeah. So phone number, website, all that good stuff.
Jeremy, can you hear me now?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Phone number is 954. Yes. Yes, definitely. So, yeah, so my phone number is 954-300-3996. My website is rightchoicemobiledetailing.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok for some videos, or check me out on Google My Business for some Google reviews. I have about 51 to 52, only 5-star reviews.
Excellent. And of course, we'll link in the description below to all of your contact information. Corey Richland, Right Choice Mobile Detailing, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure getting to know you a little bit better and learn about your business and your journey. So again, thanks for joining us, brother.
Thank you. Have a great day. Nice talking to you. Thank you for the meeting.
Yeah, man, it's our pleasure. And thanks always to our listeners for tuning in. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Everyone have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to gnpcoopercity.com. That's gnpcoopercity.com. Or call 954-231-3170.